Pirate Adventure by Mike Berenstain. "Look," said Papa Bear, "it's the bridge to Gull Island."
"Yay," cried the cubs, "we're here."
"Listen to the gulls calling," said Mama. Every summer, the Bear family vacationed at the beach on Gull Island, and they always stayed at the same cozy cottage by the sea. Cares and worries seemed to melt away as the bears crossed the bridge. They took their first deep breaths of salty sea air. "Ah," they all sighed. "It's so peaceful at the beach," sighed Mama.
"It's a great place to fish," sighed Papa.
"It's so much fun," sighed the cubs. Soon they came to their cozy cottage. It was set right among the dunes by the beach. The Bear family loved that little cottage. It was filled with seashore things. Seashells were scattered here and there. Pictures of fishing boats hung on the walls, and the lamps were made of driftwood. Best of all, there was a model pirate ship in a boat. After they unpacked, they put on swimsuits and went to the beach. Mama relaxed in the sun while Papa fished in the surf. The cubs began to build a sandcastle, but Sister noticed something farther down the beach.
"What's that sticking out of the sand?" wondered Sister.
"It looks like a ship's mast."
"Let's go and see," said Brother.
"Don't get out of sight," said Mama.
The cubs scampered down the beach. They found an old, wrecked fishing boat, half buried in the sand.
"Some big storms must have uncovered it since they were there last summer."
"Wow," said Brother, "a real, live ship."
"It reminds me of that pirate ship in a bottle at the cottage," said Sister.
"I know what," said Brother.
"Let's play pirates."
"Okay," said Sister.
"Yes," said Honey. They climbed inside the boat and pretended they were pirates.
"Shiver me timbers," said Brother. "I'm Captain Cub, the terror of the waves."
"Arg," cried Sister. "I'm Brown Bear, the pirate, scourge of the seven seas."
"You're a pirate too, Honey," she whispered.
"You're Honey Bones, the first mate."
"Arg," cried Honey.
"All hands on deck," shouted Brother. "Run up the Jolly Roger."
The cubs began to imagine they were real pirates. Sister and Honey sent the pirate flag up the mast.
"Man the halyards," Brother said. "Prepare to go about."
"What's that mean?" asked Sister.
"It's pirate talk for turn the ship around," said Brother.
"Oh," said Sister.
"Now set sail for the Spanish Main," said Brother.
"The Spanish who?" asked Sister.
"That's what pirates always set sail for," explained Brother.
"Now hoist the mainsails," said Brother. Sister and Honey hauled up the biggest sail.
"Avast ye swabs," yelled Brother.
"You're good at pirate talk," said Sister.
"Arg, thank you, matey," said Brother.
As they sailed on, they looked ahead through a spyglass.
"What's that I see?" said Brother.
"Land ho!"
"Where?" asked Sister.
5 points off the port bow," said Brother.
More pirate talk, he explained.
A tropical island rose before them.
"This looks like a treasure island to me," said Brother.
He sniffed the air.
"I can smell treasure, me hearties."
"Me hooies?" said Sister.
"Skip it," said Brother.
They dropped anchor and rowed ashore.
The island was thick with jungle. Strange birds called in the trees. Monkeys swung from vines and chattered overhead. In a clearing, they found a big black X painted on the ground.
"I guess we'll dig here," said Brother.
They dug and dug and dug. They found a treasure chest filled with gold, jewels, and other precious things.
"Candy bars," said Brother.
"And comic books," said Sister.
The cubs hauled the treasure back to the ship and set sail.
"Back to jolly old England for a life of ease and luxury," said Brother. "I may go into Parliament."
Sister and Honey looked at him, puzzled.
"That just means we're going to be really, really rich," said Brother.
There was a boom, and a cannonball splashed beside them. Another ship was shooting at them. A pirate flag flew from its mast.
"Curses," said Brother. "Pirates! If there's anything I hate, it's pirates. Rotten, lousy, smelly pirates."
"But we're pirates," said Sister.
"Oh yeah," said Brother.
"Put on all sail. We'll outrun them." They sailed and sailed. The other ship chased them. It drew closer and closer.
"Look," said Sister, "a fog bank. We'll lose them in there."
They sailed into the fog. They couldn't see anything. Suddenly, there was a big bump.
"We've run aground," said Brother. "Abandon ship."
They jumped overboard.
"Swim for it," gasped Sister. "It's our only chance."
They swam and swam and swam.
"What on earth?" said a voice.
It was Mama Bear.
"Oh, hi," said Sister. "We're playing pirates."
"That's nice," said Mama. "Come along. Papa caught a fish and we're having it for lunch."
"Oh boy," said the cubs, jumping up and reaching each other back to the cottage.
Bear cubs love fish.
"It looked like you cubs were really into your pirate game," said Papa as they dug into their favorite food.
"We had a hard time getting your attention."
"Yes," said Brother, "it was fun."
"What were you pirates up to?" asked Mama.
"Well, it was like this," Sister began, and so went the story.